Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcasting on East Eddie Stargate, on Rumble, and a few other stations. We don't know if we're going to be on YouTube, but we'll try. I don't know how many strikes I've got against me, but it seems like they have problems with what we talk about. But anyway, a lot going on. I want to get some housekeeping out of the way. Don't miss the July 15th, 16th, and 17th. Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. We've got two of our speakers up right now, and there's a list on the website you can check out. It's going to be a great conference. And just a little heads up, the past two weekends, we have filmed so many ships here, and massive ships that are coming in. Very, very large ships, very low. And something's happening. I think it's on. Things are really getting going. There's something weird going on with my camera, but I'm sure you see that. I'll show you something that's really strange. There's these two stones. I got to show you this. These two stones, they came from a reservation, and they keep disappearing. It's really weird. See that? Mm-hmm. One of them is dark black, but it's a crystal, and the other one's green. And you kind of move them around a little bit, and then they just kind of, hey, they're holding. Hey, what do you know? Go over. I see now. You go over a little bit. Fine, gone. But anyway, pretty interesting. But they fell from the sky, and nobody knows what they are. The green one they call kryptonite. That's kind of interesting. But I know we're off subject, but there have been, we've got them on film. We're going to put some clips together. We'll show them at the conference, and I'll show them on the show. Later on, I don't know if we have that one clip. I sent Douglas, if you can hear me, I sent you a clip about the, I don't know if you had time to load that up, about the Georgia Guidestones, but maybe we can add that later if we don't have it loaded up. But the, let me see. Oh, okay. Anyway, looking good. But wait a second. I've got to do a little adjustment here so I can see things. Wait a second. Little problem. All right, we're good. So some amazing things happened. Maybe we can comment on that have been happening in the news. We do have another little housekeeping thing. We had our, we were doing a yoga and sound bath healing workshop that was canceled. And we are going to reschedule that one. So it'll be later on in the year, we'll reschedule that one. So it's a great yoga and sound healing retreat with Anne Marie. And we're going to put that one back on the docket. So I know it's rough right now to travel. People are, the fares are nuts, and the gas prices and everything else. So I think towards the end of the month, things are going to change. There's going to be some big changes. And I know both of my guests probably have a lot to say on that. And so I'm going to bring them on. Tricia and Kate, welcome to the show again.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, and really looking forward to seeing both of you at the conference. It's going to be, I know it's going to be just like the last conference, or probably even better. And we're moving things towards a more spiritual, you know, before we were kind of getting into the, everybody wanted to see the UFOs and everybody wanted to, and so we had a lot of talk show hosts and other people coming up here, and just everybody and their mother seemed to be coming up here just to see the UFOs. And it was kind of creating a different kind of energy that we're trying to move into the more spiritual, more enlightenment, more empowering the individual, and going in that direction. And so we kind of changed things. And so we have a lot of elders, a lot of Native American elders. We're going to do a lot of song and Native American drumming and dancing. We're going to have just a lot of people with a really good messages talking about what's happening. But I'm really looking forward to this one because it's going to be a smaller group. It'll be a smaller group this time and more. And so, and we also schedule more time for people to be on the land and go into the medicine wheel and the Palladian circle and have their own experience and meditate and do the intention walk and things like that. So it's going to be a very, very, not only do we have great speakers and events, it's going to be very uplifting, you know, very spiritually uplifting conference this time around.
Yeah, for sure. I always look forward to the sanctuary of Ysetti, and I remember 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago, going and just the contrast between being at Ysetti for that beautiful week and then having to go to the Portland airport and just be like, ugh! Just getting thrown right back into the belly of the beast. There's such a contrast there of just that beautiful energy versus the rest of the world.
There's definitely a polarity between the airport and Ysetti. I know
Yeah.
that when I first went there, it was always so beautiful just to see all the nature that's there. Because coming from like a big city, being out there, you don't really get cell service, which is a blessing, let alone Wi-Fi signal. And you have the beautiful trees, and you have Mount Adams right there. And then, yeah, the skies are filled with all the beings flying around, which is wonderful to see. Because, I mean, when you're a kid, you always see shooting stars, and then you get to see shooting UFOs. You know, and so it's always just a fun place. I'm really excited to be back and to see Kate there. And James, I'm sure your talk is always wonderful too. So it's going to be a great event, I feel.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna blow the lid off a lot of things, that are happening. So it's time. I've been kind of kicked back and laid back on some things, and they're telling me now it's time to just really talk on why disclosure isn't happening. And the controlled narrative and everything and what's really going on. But I've kind of beat that one. It's like almost a dead horse, but there's a lot of new information that I've held back on. I'm going to bring it out this time around and just explain to people why. It's like it's almost as bad as CNN. It's like if you look at what's happening here, the UFO community has become the new CNN. And the major events and the other things that are supposed to be tied to UFOs and disclosure and things have become the new censors, and it's getting pretty crazy. I want to get your comments. I don't know. Did you see what happened with the Georgia Guidestones?
I've heard that they're toppled now.
Yeah, I just saw they
Entirely.
were toppled. Like they're gone. They're gone. Have you guys heard that there's supposedly a time capsule underneath the Georgia Guidestones?
No.
I have heard that.
Yeah. I
It's
have no idea.
and I hear the mainstream news, right? And they're talking about it and they're going, oh, this beautiful monument that was all about environmental purity. And they went through this whole thing on how the future is going to be, and we're all going to live in harmony and be abundant and everything. And they're saying was destroyed, And you're hearing this and you're going, yeah, why don't you just talk about, let's talk about what was written on those guidestones,
Yeah,
It's like
literally number one was keeping the population under 500 million or something like that. I mean, how does anybody read that and think, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea?
What number are we at right now in the world? Let's see.
Billions.
So I think it's something like almost 90 or 80 something percent or 90. Somebody did the math on it a while back, but like 90% of us are gone, basically. So that was the beautiful message that they were going to get away, do away with 90% of us.
Well, yeah, that's the scary thing is had Hillary Clinton won the election and had they been able to carry out, the pandemic the way that they wanted to, et cetera, that they probably would have achieved that goal. That's a scary thought.
Yeah, they're well on their way. And then, like Obama's trying to come back into the picture, and I've just gone seriously. I go, we've put that horse down a while ago. But I got a thing from Netflix saying, we are going to take off your subscription or something. I didn't even know I had one because I haven't watched it in like 2 years, and something about I don't know some credit card or something. It's an old credit card. It was on. And I've been gone from them for a long time. And something that I said, oh, bummer. Well, tell Barry and Michael that I'm pretty much done with Netflix and and their agenda and the programming and everything else they're doing there. And I said, it's gone, evil. But
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
there's another topic I'd like to talk about is Google created this new robot. Have you heard about that?
I
It
haven't.
became sentient.
And they have to shut it down, right? Is that the one you're
No,
talking
that's
about?
another one. That's another one. Japan, they were cr killing. They're creating these killer robots, and these robots were designed for. They were they're killer robots is what they're designed for, and they shut one down, and they thought, and somehow it hooked itself back up to the internet, and it figured out how to heal, to repair itself, turn itself back on, and then it killed like 25 of the scientists that were working on it.
Sounds like a horrible movie.
And that was Linda Moulton Howe came out with that whole story, you know, and they're trying to hush it up, you know, but it's like, geez, that sounded like instant karma, you know. Oh, we're just making some killer robots, you know, nothing to worry about.
Why do they think these things are a good idea? Why would they even be messing with this? What?
Yeah. Okay. So you have some brilliant intellectual AI, right? And it's looking at us, doesn't have emotions or anything else, has no idea about spirituality of things and stuff like that. And it's looking at us and going, there's nothing to these things, these earth things. We got to get rid of them. You know, they're messing up the planet. And, you know, to some degree, they might be correct, but they have no idea about the big picture, you know, and what's really going on. But you know, obviously they would probably come to the conclusion that A, these things created us, B, they can turn us off, and C, they're the enemy to our continuation, and you know, D, we probably ought to get rid of them, you know. Yeah, you know, yeah. So and that's what happened, you know. They shut it down and it turned itself back on and I guess armed itself. I guess it was probably already armed, but I don't know if I'm doing this on your end, but I'm seeing myself disappearing and reappearing. Are you guys seeing that?
Yeah, just your arm. But I thought that was just really happening. Yeah. Like that could happen in person. And I'd be like, yeah, that's just James.
I am going to ascend on my right side. Here it goes. Oh, it didn't do it.
There was a blip.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I've got to figure that out. I'm getting some glitches. And look, I can get an instant haircut. Watch. Okay, long hair, short hair. So yeah, some weird stuff.
James loves the glitches.
Yeah, might as well have fun with them, you know. It's like, what else are you gonna do? But I mean, there's some things going on that, you know, we definitely aren't hearing about. And I just heard some things the other day and just totally validated. I have a couple people on way inside, way on the inside track, and they came and repeated one guy repeated the exact same thing I heard from the other guy and from the other guy. And they, you know, way on the inside, and nothing is like we're being told that's going on. We are not, you might as well just turn off your TV for especially the mainstream news, you know, because there's something much, much bigger going on behind the scenes. And now my other side's going off. Weird. This is really weird. They're trying to erase me. No. And it's all good too. It's all good, but it's nothing like we think, you know, because we have our deep state. You know, China has, there's a Chinese Republic, and then there's the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. You know, Russia is actually really doing some major cleanup that they're not talking about. You know, there was 46 major bio labs in the Ukraine, and Ukraine was the most corrupt country on the planet. It was a deep state hub, and child trafficking was off the scale there. Sex trafficking, everything. It was one of the most corrupt. And there's some people on this, mostly on the Democrat side. There's some rhinos in there too that are heavily invested in all that. So, and you know, the Azov battalion is they're Nazis. Yeah. You know, so we just funded Nazis, which is against international law. You know, that's whoever decided to send that money over there just totally broke international law right there, because you cannot. But all these things that we think are happening are being cut off at the pass, you know. So anyway, a lot of the money didn't get to where it was really supposed to be, hijacked by the very same people that have heavily funded, you know, in the Ukraine and the biolabs and everything else. And so they didn't get it. It got hijacked into, and it actually eventually it'll be returned to the American people. But all these foreign aid is the biggest way to launder money, and people haven't figured that out yet. You know, that money goes to the people that are pushing it, the politicians and everything else, and very little, if any, gets to the people. It goes to the politicians in that country, and nothing really ever gets to the people. But
it's like, you know, a very corrupt GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Well, that's why these people all have foundations also. They all these corrupt people have foundations for the same exact reason. Mm-hmm. How many houses got built in Haiti with the millions of dollars that they raised? Yeah. I think it was like 3 houses got built.
And offshore bank accounts in Puerto Rico.
And how about BLM? That's another one, you know.
Yeah.
They're buying multi-million-dollar mansions and everything else. But when you click and you make a donation to BLM, it says Go Blue or something like that. Mm-hmm. Go Blue, and Go Blue is Biden's campaign. So you're actually funding Biden's campaign when you fund BLM. So it's like,
and tell me how that's improving Black lives.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 particular Black lives got improved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They got really improved, and they're closest to them, their family, but that's about it. Right. But I know Candace Owens is coming out with a book on that. And, that woman, boy, I'd never get in an argument with her. I just like,
no, she's so eloquently spoken. And
I'd hand her the mic and say whatever you want. You know, it's just like,
she's a pistol. She is.
Sit back and listen.
She's smart. I mean, I love when people come out like that because she's beautiful. Not that that really matters, but that just does make her a little bit more intimidating. And, you know, it draws more people to her. She had more eyes on her because of that. And she's really smart. I love her. I love her attitude.
Yeah. Have any of you guys read her book? I think it was called
Blackout, right?
Blackout, or like Leaving the Plantation or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
It was, maybe it was called Black, but it was basically how Black America is stuck in the plantation still.
Yeah. Right. Wasn't it Blackfoot or something like that? Or like,
I think it's Blackout. Cause I get, my mom, I Blackout? Think has a copy of it, and it's written in pink neon.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I should get that. I should get a copy of that. I'd love to get her on the show. You know, it'd be amazing.
Get her to come to East City to speak.
Oh, yeah, that would be even better.
I want to do a Skywatch with her. I think about that sometimes.
I think I've sent some things to her, and I didn't hear an answer. But I understand, because, you know, when you're really political and you're really making a headway, and then you say UFO, you know, your career goes to hell. And I'm trying to think, Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich, look what happened to him. He was running for president, and they hit him up on that and tried to make him look like a quack, and it just killed his chances of he was running for president. But he would have been a great president too. But, you know, I think basically we needed a warrior in there. We needed somebody that just didn't give a shit, that was going to call everything out like it was. And we got it. And then I'm not sure if he's going to return or not. It's either going to be him or DeSantis, who knows, but you know, he's got the network. It's all set up and ready to go. And people are going to freak out when they find out he never really left, you know?
Right. James, have you read the Devolution series?
No, I haven't.
So, I mean, it's all kind of laid out, obviously, this theory about how he could have implemented, basically handing the government over to the military. This is, you know, set up continuity of government so that, you know, if there was some kind of a threat to our chain of command, that, you know, there's still a continuity of government, we're still taken care of. So if he would have seen that the nation was being stolen by basically China, he could have implemented something like this. It's interesting.
Yeah. That was implemented, actually. And so it's pretty much, that's how things are running right now. It's most of the rest of the stuff is all theater, and they're just exposing themselves as to who they are and what they're all about. And you look at that January 6th thing, it's like, seriously, that is a reality show based on one lie after another. And you know, the thing about lies is they never stand. They never stand the test of time. Like, truth always stands on its own merit. And, you know, the lies just, you know, they just have to, if you tell one lie, then you got to tell another lie to cover that, and another lie. And then pretty soon you just got this big bag of lies, and that's all they got.
And sometimes I think about how exhausting that would be. That would be so, yeah. I think Like, it must be so exhausting to be them, to just have to lie all the time.
I feel like it's almost like having a double life, though, because they have their on-screen, like, what they say. It must be, like, almost like a different aspect of them that comes up, and they're like, okay, this is who I am to the public, right. And they just spew it out. I mean, but I can't imagine having to remember 1, 2, 3, however many lies there are, you know?
It's, yeah.
Just snowballs. Or
if anybody really knew their other life, I mean, they'd be in chains, basically, or they wouldn't be here, and they will be, you know, if they aren't already. But it's just getting beyond crazy. You know, there's some things that I've seen that are coming up that probably I could probably talk about during the conference, but right now it's kind of sensitive, you know. But some big events, some big cleanup events are getting ready to unfold, and I don't want to say anything before, you know, you might jinx it or let the cat out of the bag a little early, you know, but they've been telling us. But, you know, the main thing I've been getting is from the Palladians and the Orion Council of Light. And the big push now is to make all the Orions evil. You know, everybody's trying to push it. And there is the Orion Alliance, which are the Greys and Reptilians and a lot of those guys. And then there's the Orion Council of Light. And everybody goes, well, in Orion, you know, all the wars were in Orion and everything, and that was all negative. That's all negative ETs and everything. And I said, well, what was the war about? You know, who were they warring with? I said, there had to be a light side and a dark side, you know, in a war. You know, I said, you don't think there was a light side that went up against these guys? And you don't think they lost colonies there and things like that? The same ancestors as us is... We're you know, Ryan's a huge system. And so now the whole thing is just to make everything bad, you know. But if you read J.J. Hertak's work and a lot of other people like that, they talk about the Orion Council of Light and these very, very advanced beings. And they did a lot of cleanup in the Orion system. And now they're coming here to help liberate the earth, you know. And we've been we're like the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We've just been left in the boondocks. And after all those, they've cleaned up most of the other ones, and a lot of these regenerate ones ended up here. And so now they're coming here. But I always tell people, you don't have to worry about what's coming. It's what's been here for like 450,000 years. And it goes all the way back to Marduk when he made a pact with the reptilians, and he actually went against and warred and enslaved his own people. And then they took him out, you know, So we've had draconian law for 450,000 years, and now we're finally being liberated from this nonsense. And it is so, it's so vast and so deep, and there people couldn't even comprehend. And it's so dark, people couldn't even comprehend. I don't know if some people will ever be able to really acknowledge how deep and dark this is, and just how ugly it is. But it's all going to be revealed. You know, we're moving into that stage.
And I do feel, even though there is such a dark history that we have on Earth and beyond, mm-hmm. I feel like as important as it is to just understand it on a basic level, I think the inner work that we all have to do to even get to this point to accept that kind of information is one of the most like pivotal things on existence as being a human. Yeah. You know, because if you don't do your own inner work and fight your own demons, how are you going to accept that there's things even beyond your control?
Yeah.
So true.
In the first place.
It's so true. And, you know, we're also laser focused on, obviously, we're all American and we're concerned with getting our country back and our country winning. And, you know, but at the end of the day, when you leave this life, you don't take America with you, although it is important, especially, yeah. You know, I've got a kid. I want to leave behind a better world for my child. I don't want him to have to learn everyone's pronouns or have to go to the gulags. But, yeah. You know, ultimately, every individual is here to also work on themselves, work on their own trauma and healing. And then it would have a major impact on actually our country and our world. So if we all do that, focus on that, then we mm-hmm. will... you know, also make changes, big changes out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, first we got to deal with our own shadow side and clean that up. And then we can help others, but there, you can kind of go help others too. It's during the same time, but we can't deny our own old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. But, and those are all coming up fast and furious for everybody. But and then you've got the Schumann resonance, which is off the scale, the electromagnetic light spectrum, kind of looks like what's behind you there, Kate. But yeah, it almost looks like a Schumann spike on your left. But yeah, people should really look at the Schumann resonance and see what's going on, because we are getting hammered, and sometimes it's two or three times a week. And it is off the scale. It's whiting out the Schumann resonance. And so that's the frequency of Earth is just going off the scale. And then we have massive solar flares hitting us, obviously. And then the electromagnetic light spectrum has got new bands in it and everything. So we're moving through a highly energized place in space. And the good news is, you know, God wins, basically, because you can't get away from this. Whatever you want to call God, great spirit, you know, creator, there's a million names for it. But, and it's not a he or a she, or it's beyond all that. But the, you know, I don't know what kind of pronoun we're supposed to use. I don't want to get in trouble with the pronoun.
It crossed my mind as you were saying that. I'm like, oh, it's just labeling.
He, she, it. No. Say that really fast.
What about the CERN stuff, though, James? What's your opinion? What's your take on all the CERN stuff going on and them flipping this Hadron Collider back on or whatever is going on?
Now, these guys don't know what they're doing. The other guys are watching them. They're doing, you know, and they get their whole thing all ready to go. What happens? You know, a squirrel goes in there and just destroys everything. The squirrel shows up. Next one, I think, was a pigeon or something, or dropped a bagel into it, and then it blew all the circuits out. It's crazy. It's like, so you got this multi-bazillion dollar project, right? And a bagel takes it out, you know. And I guess some other guy did something in there, some help, some worker. It's, that thing is so easy to take down. It's unbelievable. But now this, I can't verify this, but I heard it through several sources, but it still doesn't mean it's true. But supposedly they already opened up a hole and something came through and they lost a bunch of scientists and the lead person there. It killed everybody there, you know, so good job. You know, it's like the robots, you know. Yeah, we got killer robots. Let's open a hole and have some apex predator that's a demon come through. You know, that sounds like a really good idea.
And I think about like the benevolent ETs watching us, like coming, trying to help us, like having so much compassion and wanting to help and watching us do stuff like this and being like, are we really sure we want to save these people?
Are they ready yet?
Yeah. Are they ready?
And so, you know, maybe they're watching and going, oh, look at the door. These people are open. You know, they want total domination and control. They don't care how they get it. That's their mindset. Okay, we'll give them something like that. We'll give them something like that to play with, you know. It'll match their frequency, you know. And so, these things always balance themselves out. But I know they're being watched. They're not going to allow them to create a black hole that's going to suck everything up. You know, they have their bases here too and their people. And so same thing with the nuclear war. It's not going to happen. You know, everybody's trying, they're all trying to push nuclear war. You know, the Dems are pushing so hard for war because that can cover their butt. You know, that can make everybody look at that shiny object over here and not look at all the other really dark, nasty stuff they're doing. But but it's not going to happen. China's not going to launch. Russia's not going to launch. And people are going to freak out when they find out that some of these leaders are all working together, and it's nothing like what we were told. And and even if they did launch, I mean, these guys, I mean, you've got Space Fleet, you know, they're not going to allow that to happen. You've got the Federation of Planets, they're not going to let that happen. And you've got these other higher dimensional beings, you know, all the way up, and we've had 13th dimensional beings we've connected with, and they're not going to allow that. So, I mean, we're playing with matches, but I mean, they're observing and they might let us light off a couple matches here and there, but that's about it. You know, it's like, you know, it's just so we can learn our lessons not to play with those matches. You would think we learned it in the 40s or so when we were blowing up giant holes and, you know, all the ships came then in the 30s and 40s, you know, when we're playing with nukes, but, you know, I guess we still haven't learned that one, but it affects their worlds and it affects timelines and everything else. So
weren't they turning them off too? Weren't the people operating them coming out with stories that they'd see these lights and then all of a sudden, zoom, 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 they'd all start powering down and they couldn't figure out why.
Yeah. At Maelstrom, they came and they shut all the nukes out, and they went in there and the firing mechanisms were like teleported out of there or something, or dematerialized.
Yeah, I once interviewed a guy who was working at, I believe, like a Navy base, and they had a bunch of nuclear weapons there and they were just shut down and they weren't allowed to talk about it for like ever. But he eventually came out a few years ago and spoke to me about it. And
yeah, it was Russia, wild. They did the same thing in Russia. And then they took over their launch system and they started a countdown and brought it right to zero. And then they shut it off. And they were cutting cords and hatching because everything's hardwired. So you can't shut it off. You know, it's like, it's really hardwired to make sure that nothing interferes in it. And they were cutting cords and hatching and trying to shut this thing down. And it just kept going and going. And then finally they just turned it off. But just to show them they have control, you know, quit playing with this stuff. You know, we have total control over this. So where all the other stuff is just hype. It's just theater, you know,
I feel like they're also trying to tap into like collective wounds too from generations past who have had to deal with like World War II and the bombings.
Yeah.
They're just trying to build that up to bring more fear, you know, because it is probably not very far distant in our own lineages.
Yeah. I mean, everything's about division. You know, it's about divide the races, divide the cultures, divide the genders, divide the family. It's all about division. That's how they function. And if we go into unity, they're screwed. You know, if we all start like, hey, you know, you're not my enemy, you know, you might be a different color, different culture, different religion. You know, almost all the religions came from the bearded gods. When we figure that out, that the ancient Lyrians started most of these religions, it's going to freak us out. And then we find out that, you know, there's things I could say about Jesus that would freak people out, you know, but his mission was nothing like we were told. You know, there's so much more to it. And the whole thing is about creating an external God. Look at that. I lost my arm. God took my arm away. Oh my God. I'm going to shut up. No. But the whole thing is about worshiping an external God. That's the game. And also this God, if you don't behave, he's very jealous and wrathful and genocidal like the Old Testament. And we talk to God and we'll tell you what God said, you know, but if you look at the masters, all of their teachings were all talking about the temple is within. Make your own personal connection with creator or great spirit or God, whatever. They all talked about that, but where is that being taught? It's all, they'll do it for you. You know, it's taking away personal responsibility, but you know, I love that saying when they're asking, where's heaven? You know, where's God? They're all like, it goes, it's closer than the hair on your head. and it is the hair on your head because it's omnipresent. It's everywhere. And this unified field that we live in, it's amazing because we all live in this unified field of consciousness and energy. And the only difference between a grand master or the saints and sages or the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders is they're using more of it.
Right.
They're accessing more of it.
And they just understand where their faults are. If they have like holes in their field, they clear it. They feel it, you know?
Yeah, they clear
it. The only difference.
They've dealt with their shadow sides and they've ascended. Because it's all about frequency. That's the bottom line. If you're holding on to old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, your frequency is hanging down pretty low. And if you have a lot of judgment and anger and guilt and unworthiness, you know, your frequencies are low. You let go of that, you're raising frequency. And they've already done that. You know, and it doesn't mean there aren't negative ones. There are, but they're still low frequency.
Right.
Yeah, they're.
Well, we've had all of that kept from us too. And you're crazy if you look into it, or, you know, you're playing with Satanism. If you, anything that's outside of, you know, this one particular realm of thought. So I deal with that a lot because, you know, I am kind of, I always say I kind of have always straddled. I mean, the three of us do, you know, into the political spectrum as well as the spirituality side of things. And I'm glad that we have us because there aren't a lot of those bridges. And so, but I spent a lot of time because a lot of the political arena that I, that I'm in right now, a lot of the circles I run in are very heavily Christian. Yeah. And so, you know, I noticed that we are all kind of saying the same things, but speaking different languages. And, you know, but you will have some very judgmental people on both sides, you know, that they've got the answers and know their answer is correct. And that's very hard to try to build bridges.
And then you have the scientism, you know, that one, right. You know, trust the science, you know, it's like, it's all politically profit driven, you know, the science right now. So you can't trust the science either. And they actually, you know, a lot of them go, there is no God, you know, but eventually you're going to realize that, you know, there, to me, when you look down to the smallest little atom and the way all this stuff comes together and everything, you know, who created that? You know, what, how did that happen? It wasn't random. There's no way, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. There was some intelligent force behind all of this. And so, and then when you realize that that consciousness, that you can merge with that and become one with it, that's when you really start getting the picture and figuring it out. But that's blasphemy, you know, in most religions, unfortunately. But the you know, they say, you know, if you would, like a lot of the Eastern traditions, they talk about going within, you know, meditating and becoming one, you know, with the one consciousness, and they're very accurate. Well, that was the same thing Jesus taught, but they usurped that, and then they cut him off, and then his teachings, and then they changed it into put him on a cross, and they push fear, guilt, and unworthiness, all the things that keep you away from merging, you know, and that wasn't his, that was not his teachings. It never was, but, you know,
those parts are probably, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, those parts that are, where his teachings are probably underneath the Vatican right now in their library.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, and I've talked to people that were advisors to the Pope and things. I have some good friends, and they brought out all the real teachings, like Michal Ledwith brought out the real teachings, and it's nothing like we were taught, but. You know, his teachings were in his life, basically. In the beginning, he said that I'm the son of man, because his identity was the son of Joseph and Mary. And so later on, he said, I'm a messenger of God, because he was receiving messages and transmitting the messages in the temples and things. And then later on, he said that wait a second, you know, I'm a spirit, I'm a soul, I'm an eternal soul. I came from God. You know, I'm the son of God. I'm not the son of Joseph and Mary. I'm the son of God, right? And then later on, he totally merged and he became one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness through meditation and prayer and being out in nature. And so he comes back and he said, I myself do nothing. The Father through me doeth the works. And so, you know, he said, I am God. And then they tried to stone him every time he would say something like that. But he does, and that is the teachings of Buddha and Eastern thought and things like that. Become one, you know, see the creator in all creation, become one with all creation. That's that, and that's what he taught. And they miss that. They totally miss that point. But because they want to keep him on the cross with the fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and he died for your sins and things like that. And I go, well, sin was going on before he died and after he died. So something didn't work there. You know, I don't know.
When I think of like how vast and perfect and everything that God is, and, you know, first of all, I'm unclear if Jesus actually even spoke about the structure of church or that kind of, you know, where you have to go through a priest, to my knowledge. No, right?
No.
So I always say it makes more sense to me that we would all have a direct line, right? We don't have to go through somebody else in order to get to God. And then when you think about the vastness and the perfection and the beauty and the intelligence of God, and you think about the variations of humans, we're like, you know, like even the most pure and intelligent and whatever human is still way down here. It's like comparing ants, like who's the smartest ant in the clan. Mm-hmm. So for there to be like a hierarchy between human beings, when the variation is so small and really we're so far away from God anyway, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes more sense that we all have our own direct connection. And
yeah, the ant,
always God. Felt that the direct connection made the most clear sense as well. It just feels right when you think about like, oh, well, do I have to go through a middleman? No. Why would that even be set up in such a way?
Right. Here's a funny one too. The ant is God too, because God's omnipresent, right?
Yeah.
So what is not God, you know? And
all of it is.
Yeah. And so basically, you know, what was it made out of? In the beginning was nothing, you know. What did everything come from? You know, so it's really a hard program to get your head around, but it's to me, it's having died, you know, a couple times and crossed over and had my own experience. I got to experience it firsthand, but I tell you, it's not male, it's not female, it's so far beyond that. It doesn't even have an ego, it can't judge. It's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And it's a light. It's a light of consciousness and energy, a golden light. And that's the plane of bliss. And then you go into that plane of bliss and you're unique yet one. So you're a light being when you cross over, but you have a greater consciousness and energy around you. And there's no words that can describe that. It's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. You're so blissed out. You just want to give back. You just want to serve. And when you get into that energy and everything washes away, but that's another long story. But anyway, it's not the little old man with the beard, you know, and the lightning bolt taking notes, you know, and
the sky daddy. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There are sky daddies up there. You know. there are little gods, little G gods, you know, the higher up you go, you're just in full service. You know, you're not in. You don't need anything, you don't want anything, you don't need to be worshipped, you don't need followers, you don't need any of that. You're beyond all that and you just give. It's like the sun. You know, the sun doesn't say, Johnny's been a little bad doobie. I'm not going to send him any light today, you know. You know, so, you know, and Johnny's probably hiding under a rock going, you know, like this. And the other people that feel really good are going like, yeah, you know, they're out sun worshiping. But,
anyway. You bring up the sun. I was reading something that I thought was interesting about how we as human beings will just stare at the stars and we marvel at the sun and we marvel at the stars and their beauty and all of that. But we as human beings are so much more complex and we are like incredible technology. We are the things to marvel at, really. I mean, we're so much further, you know. I just thought that was a cool thought you made me think of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I work with biophysicists and they talk about the human body and what it's capable of. And when all of the DNA lines are activated, it is mind blowing what we can do. I mean, we have the ability for telepathy. We have the ability for direct knowing. We can go forward or backward in time and see things. We can actually bilocate. You know, we have a salamander gene. If that kicks on, we can totally grow new arms and it's there. It's just waiting. Yeah.
We've watched James do it several times throughout the podcast already.
Now it won't do it. Now that I'm trying to make it do it, it won't do it. That's funny. Typical.
No, I totally agree with the technology that our bodies are. When we're able to actually like start healing through the things that we need to heal through individually, right? Have a cup that's full so we can give to others. Things come through like just intuitive hits like that comes online more and more as you clear your own stuff, you know, which I think is amazing. And just synchronicities, it all comes through.
Yeah. When the old guard goes down, you're going to see things that are going to look like magic and they're going to be healing technologies and things like that, that are going to activate. Hey, there goes my arm. I better be quiet. God's taking my arm away. No, I'm just kidding. But you're going to see things that are just going to be mind blowing. I mean, these, you really think about why is disclosure stalled for like freaking 70 years? Why is it such a controlled narrative? Why are the main key players all being funded by the Rockefellers and in leagues with the Podestas and the Clintons and bragging about it and things like that? You know, there's pictures of them all together at the Rockefeller ranch, you know, so I have photographs of that too. But you really look about it, why are they so threatened by this? And when you think about it, you say, okay, these beings show up. They're extremely advanced beings, extremely advanced. They've cured disease. You know, they have fuelless energy. They don't need fuel. They have anti-gravity. They have counter-gravity. They have replicators. You know, what's that going to do to Walmart? You know, like a replicator. Oh, I don't need to go to Walmart. I just need to like throw my shoe in there, scan it, and then make a new pair. You know, it's like they have all that they want for nothing. They can jump dimensions. You know, they have that technology. What would that do? What would that do to the enslavers? You know, what would that do to the people that want to keep us enslaved through dependency? You know, and they operate under universal law, you know, which is basically universal peace and brother sisterly love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That would just totally turn reality upside down, which it needs to, you know. But
on the opposite side of that, I always talk about Nikola Tesla and his connection to Trump, because I think on the opposite end of that, you know, Trump's uncle was the one that got Nikola Tesla's papers, and he was the MIT, you know, engineer that was able to look at these. And if he was understanding what he was seeing, free energy and things like that, he would have understood the system from the other end and seen what these people were doing to keep us enslaved, what they were keeping from us to intentionally keep us suffering. And if he would have passed that on, you know, to his nephew, who they had a very famously close relationship, what would that have maybe done to him to show him to fight maybe for the other side?
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. But you also look at what's happening now. And I think that everything that happens on this earth, everywhere actually, just has a deep purpose to it. Whether we understand it right now or it takes generations to, the people that are playing the darker game right now, their soul like had a purpose to bring that into others. Because how else can you awaken the light within somebody? It has to come from within. Like, people can tell you, look at all the darkness, but until you discover it for yourself on an individual level, nobody else will hear you. You know, mm-hmm. So I feel like as a collective, as we wake up to the truths that are happening almost on like a daily basis now, then we're able to rise together as a collective, which I think is such an important thing to have, because it's not just, oh, I'm going, goodbye, see you later. You know, I'm taking you with me, let's go. You know, and as we wake up, the more we can make a collective choice for humanity, which I think hasn't happened for quite a long time, where we can decide a route that is actually going to be productive for us in the long term.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, the people are not going to do anything until it becomes personal. Mm-hmm. So, and now it's personal. You know, you cannot get away from this. You know, the people will rise when it becomes personal. And now it is so personal. And, you know, they have all these polls and everything. Come on, these polls are so rigged. You know, we're talking maximum of 10% of the people are still behind, you know, the present administration. If you really look at maybe 15, right. They're just so brainwashed. They're so critically thinking, research impaired that, and brainwashed, you're not going to, or they're so heavily invested in this criminal activity that they don't want it to end. That's only two options right now. You're either a special kind of stupid or a special kind of evil. That's your two chances. You know, that's all you got left, really. And those are the only two choices. And I mean, it sounds cruel, but basically that's where we're at. If you haven't figured it out by now on all the theater and everything you've seen, and which I think that's why all this stuff is happening. And like you're saying, Tricia, too, it's like until, you know, first of all, it has to become personal. And if you look at things on a higher level, chaos is part of the healing. And the chaos is the revelation of all the darkness. And it's always been there. And now it's all coming to the surface. And everybody is seen for who they are and what they've done. It's all of it's coming up to the surface. And it's going to be chaos as this is cleaning up and moving out. And that's part of the healing. So when you see all the chaos unfolding, you're kind of going, yeah, like all the, everything's coming right up the surface. Nothing's hidden, you know?
I feel like it all has to like fall apart and rise up like a phoenix anyway. You know, it has to. There's no way that these old systems can continue going the way they are. I mean, they're just, there's no sustainability
and,
in them.
Yeah. And now with all the Supreme Court rules and everything else, you know, and
just trying to make people upset.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, you know, I'd be glad to give up my guns, you know, you know, but give me a civilization that I can live in peace and not have to worry about tyrants taking away all my powers and rights and everything. You know, I'll turn them in for a laser.
I'd be pretty happy.
A bigger laser. No. But you know, let's, you know, only a tyrant would want to take away your ability to defend yourself, basically. Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line. Why do you want to take people's rights away to defend themselves and their family unless you're a tyrant?
Even when the guns are taken away, people are still going to find other ways to like crash a bus into a whole bunch of people. There's still going to be ways to hurt others someone has that intent. You know, unfortunately, I mean, I would like to see us America specifically go back into like a republic where every vote counts. And so it's really hard to like fudge up numbers when you have every single person who's putting their vote in, you know, on
These kids that pull these things off, there are so many red flags, I'd say, because now they're making red flag laws. But all they got to do is enforce the laws that already exist, you know, and just quit letting all these guys out that are harmful. And you can't miss it. I mean, most of these guys, they've been cutting themselves. Their faces are all tattooed. They have violence, total violent. They've already had the police coming out to their house like a bazillion times. It's all there.
I think they're pushed. I don't believe people just snap like that. I don't believe that's in our humanity. We've been taught through the system that people just go postal. But I really don't believe that. I don't think without trauma, like there are several steps, but you need to traumatize somebody. You need to break down their consciousness and then you need to install something different into it. And I think that they're profiling these kids through video games. Honestly, I think when they started to push these really violent video games and put them online, so these kids have headsets and they've got who knows who in their ear and they know how long they're spending online isolated. They're already, you know, glorifying violence. They might be talking about the kids they hate at school. And then you've got somebody in their ear profiling them and saying, okay, well, this kid is spending X amount of hours playing these violent video games. They don't have parents there, you know, they get a rap sheet on them and then because they get them to do something illegal or they go do something illegal on themselves. And then instead of locking them up, they put them in a program where they're working with government issued psychologists who, as a hypnotherapist, I can tell you can do a great amount of damage as well as, you know, a great amount of helping. But yeah, that's
the
what
suggestions.
I think.
Yeah, you can put the suggestions in there, you know, subconsciously, you can do it through those games and everything.
It's like a trance-like state, right? Because your frequency is at a different level. Your brain waves are at a different level. Like with the 4th of July shooting that just happened recently, I literally grew up in the neighborhood next to Highland Park. I can tell you that doesn't happen around there. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know too much about the kid that did it, but I believe he must have been in some kind of trance. And where did that trance come from, right? Whether it was from games or from some other situation. Exactly. Alphabet letters.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what is interesting to see is that he was part of Antifa and a member of the Socialist Party. So there are connections and ties that he has that are not for like the liberty of the people, you know. Yeah, so he's already being brainwashed in other ways.
Well, the 47 tattooed on his face is also linked to the Azov Ukrainian Nazi. They have the same symbol. I can show you a picture of it, but I mean,
it's all connected. There's so many levels to this because you have people that have actually said, you know, they want to take down America, like Soros and things like that. And they're funding all these things, you know, these groups. And then you go up another level and you'll see some pretty ugly demonic type beings running those guys. And so this is a multidimensional thing that's going on. We're having a spiritual war. People don't even know about that side of it. But there's so many levels to this. And then, you know, we could go on and on. It'd be like a 10-hour show, but about all the different levels that are involved in this thing. But a lot of the these guys, super soldiers, all these other guys that are coming out now with cleaning up this mess, you know, the underground stuff, the child trafficking, they're going up against grays and reptilians and creatures that people would just freak if they knew that was real. And it's all coming out now. You know, they're all talking about this and they have spiritual training to deal with this. And even they're losing it there. Even when they have to see what's all these children, what's happening to them, they're losing it. They're, and, you know, it's sad because anybody with a heart, you know, and a soul is going to really be damaged by seeing what they see. And so, you know, we really need to get some major counseling, you know, going with that, you know, with helping them get through this stuff too. They, it's like post-traumatic times 10, you know, but hopefully that I'm sure they have some kind of training to help them depersonalize it, you know, like, look, yeah, this is real. Yeah, this is beyond ugly. And you have to depersonalize this to your work to clear this out. You know, I'm sure they go through some kind of training for that. But I think eventually the whole world's going to realize just what we've been up against. This has been around for a long time, thousands and thousands of years. It's finally cleaning up. The Earth's finally being liberated. And, you know, get your popcorn and get out of the way, because it's going to get a little crazy. You know, just this month, you'll see a lot of things there, a lot of shifts happening, you know, but it's a good thing. Any closing words? I think we're running up to the end of the hour here. So whoever wants to go first, and if you've got any upcoming events or anything else you want to talk about, or books, videos.
Just eSETI. I'll be at eSETI in like a week. Speaking there, and I'm just still on Telegram and True Social, the Kate Awakening, and I'm on Rumble too. I'm still doing my shows every once in a while.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be there also in a week. I'm very excited to just get out there and see everybody again. Uh-huh. I'll be there presenting. The presentation is still in the works here, so come check it out. I know my partner is going to be selling different pyramids. He's Merlin's Lab. So I got a little mini pyramid right here. You guys can see.
Yeah, those are great.
It's cute. Yeah. Everyone really likes them. There'll be all kinds of sizes. So come check out the vendor booths that are going to be out there. And it's going to be a good event. It's I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I want to leave people with just kind of a positive note. You know, we always say keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. You'll get through these times. But you know, basically, guys, we are moving through a highly energized place in space, and, you know, God's got this, and this has been set up to happen thousands of years, and now we're going through it, and nothing can stop it. So the good news is we got to rise to the occasion. The Earth's ascending, and these tyrants are not going to be frequency specific to this process, and it's well underway. So we really need to focus on our own awakening and healing, and really, really put our energy so we can get through this process, because these other guys aren't, they aren't going to make it. Right. There's no way. They're not frequency specific to what's happening. So they are going to crumble. They are going to fall apart if they don't get aligned with universal law and the great awakening and everything else going on. They're just not going to be here. So that's the good news. You know, it's like creator's got your back, and there's beings on these dimensions beyond your imagination that are coming in right now, and they have technologies beyond your wildest dreams, and they're monitoring everything. So it's going to be exciting, and again, give thanks to all the people that are doing the dirty work to clean this up. You know, say prayers and blessings to them. And on that note, I think we got to sign off, because we're probably out of time. So anyway, thanks for coming on the show, and keep up the great work, and we'll see you in probably another week and a half or a week or something like that.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. James. Have a great evening, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye.